morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so excited, as I am every single Wednesday. I love you guys so much. I look forward to this day every single time. It is July 14, 2021. Yes, July. Already in the middle of July. Can you believe the time is going by fast? You know what I always say, Lord, what is going on? Whatever you do, let me know so I can ride with you. So I can keep riding with you. I don't want to slow down, because if the train is moving fast, I want to keep up. I know that's right. Anyway, you guys, what a great day. I'm so glad, like I said, to be with you today. Let's go right into the weather. We have an amazing show today. We have Minister Brenda Bailey with us. We have Sierra G. Wiles, our career coach. Oh, she's going to tell us so much good information. And then we have Sunshine Anderson. So I'm excited about this interview, you guys. All right. So in Washington, D.C., it is 90 degrees today. That is, we're sunny, and the high today is going to be 91 with showers coming into play around 2 p.m. So be ready for that. Detroit, Michigan, you are 79 degrees. 82 is going to be your high. And you're partly sunny today. London, you are 75 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to 57 degrees. Tomorrow, you got 75 as your high as well. Partly sunny. That is awesome. 70 degrees, mostly cloudy in Los Angeles. Your high today is going to be 84 degrees. All sunshine, of course. A lot cooler than what it has been, though. Praise the Lord. Let's see, Atlanta, ATL, you are 82 degrees right now, mostly sunny. 84 is going to be your high, and you got showers coming to all this week, so just be prepared for that all week long. Miami, you are 82 degrees. That's your high right now, and you got thunderstorms coming this afternoon around 5 p.m. Kenya, you are 84 degrees today. That is your high. You're waking up to 70 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming all week, so you be prepare for that too. Hawaii, you are 54 degrees. That is your high right now. You got showers coming at 6 a.m. your time. 52 degrees is going to be what you wake up to tomorrow. 73 is going to be your high tomorrow, and all sunshine. That is so fabulous. I'm going to get to you one day soon, Hawaii. Australia, you are 52 degrees. Your high is 52 right now, and you got clear skies. You're waking up to 43 degrees, and you got 90% showers coming tomorrow. 55 is going to be your high. And Puerto Rico, 79 degrees, partly cloudy right now. That's your high. You got thunder showers right now, all the way until this evening. 7 p.m. it'll lift up. 66 tomorrow is what you're waking up to, partly cloudy. 81 degrees is going to be your high tomorrow. Portugal, you are set 64 degrees right now, cloudy, but you know, cloudy, no rain or anything. 61 degrees is what you're waking up to tomorrow. 66 is going to be your high. 80% rain tomorrow, but the rest of the week you got sunshine. And that is our forecast for the day. If I did not name your nation, continent, country, city, state, guess what? It doesn't matter, because God is still in control. No matter what's going on with you, about you, around you, through you, God is still in control and has the final say. So guess what? Today is a good day, no matter what's going on. All right, you guys, I love you so much. We'll be right back with our sponsor. And after that message, we will have Ministerial Minute, and then we'll have Minister Brenda Bailey joining us. Hey, we'll be right back after the sponsors break.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth, and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right. Hello, everyone. Okay, so Ministerial Moment. Again, radio, Dr. Gina's radio chat listeners, I'm sharing the show with Instagram only for Ministerial Moment. I want everyone that is on Instagram to go tap on the my bio and my go to my front page and click on the link in my bio. And join in with the rest of us. We have over 1 million listeners worldwide, and I'm so glad. If it wasn't for you guys and listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man, you guys have helped this show grow in the last 6 years. I'm so excited. We're going on our 6-year anniversary in August, and you guys rock. So I'm just so excited. So I want you guys to go on Instagram, follow me, okay? Follow me on Instagram and all of that. All of you guys all over the world. We're streaming live over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. Thank you, bbsradio.com. If you don't have the app, go ahead and download that in your app store, bbsradio.com, and join us, follow us wherever you go. You can use us in your car with the USB cord and just take us anywhere. You can listen to us while you're jogging, walking, weight training, and everything else you do, grocery shopping and everything else. Just take us with you. And we're also on Alexa, and we're also on Google. So you can say, "Hey Google, play play Gina's radio chat." It'll bring you right into the show. "Hey Alexa, BBS radio station number one," and it bring you right on in. So that's how dope we are. Glory to God. Thank you to BBSradio.com, best station ever. Love you. You know what? If I keep wanting to call you Pastor, Producer Doug, and Producer Don, I love you guys so much. Anyway, going to Ministerial Moment, which brings me to this. Okay, let me just tell you a little bit of history about the church. Okay, so the church back in the Constantine days and the Roman Catholic day, I mean Roman soldiers days and the Roman Catholic days and the Eastern and the Western divide and churches and divide and all of that. You know, Satan really tried to kill the church. Well, back in those days, he actually tried to kill the church, and I believe he still does try to kill the church with legalism. Back then, it was killing the church inside of the church with legalism. On the outside, he was martyred. They were being killed for the gospel and believing in Jesus Christ. I believe that that's still going on today, as far as the closer as we get, as the Antichrist is rising up. And read the book of Revelations, just for biblical references. And as we are getting to see how this one world faith is gathering together, and we're seeing how desperate the demons are that's operating in the church, trying to keep their foot on people's necks and trying to keep them from spreading the gospel and keeping them, trying to keep them from, you know, being led by the Holy Ghost and moving by His Spirit and trusting in God and having faith in God. Legalism, you know, is a spirit that wants us to depend on false doctrine and man and all of these things, and looking for the opinions of man and what into validation from man and things like that, and a lot of the church is not moving because of the spirit of legalism, and this is what Satan wants. So what I'm saying is that whatever God is telling you to do, spend that time with God, trust in Him. He will move you. Believe you me, you will know when it's time to go, and you will know when it's not. Okay, so let me just say this. When right now God is really pulling on His people by His Spirit. Now you got free will. You can choose to go with it, or you can deny it and go on about your business. Okay, but if you really want the move of God, and you really want to see His glory, and you want to be in right standing with Him, and you want to become one with Him, submissive to Him, and you're putting out all your efforts and your will is lined up, listen. This is a time for you to really grow in trust and faith and belief in Him. He will lead you by His Spirit. He gave us, when Jesus died on that cross, was buried and resurrected, He left us a comforter and a teacher. We have to start believing that there is more for us than there is against us, and start trusting in the things of the kingdom, believing God to move mightily on our behalf, that He's protecting us and that we do know His voice. You know, the Bible says that we know His voice. So I really want to encourage you to really start, getting deeper, grow deeper, inquire, ask the questions, spend that time, worship him, praise him, look to him, expect him. It's so much for him to show you. He wants you to go from glory to glory to glory. And I promise you, as a woman that has been living by faith for 18 years, and I mean, it's still from mustard seed to a plant, to a root, to a plant, to a sprout, to a fruit. I have seen growth. And I'm telling you, it is so worth it. It is worth the time. It is such a beautiful view. It's such an awesome view. It's a view of protection. It is a view of safety. It is a view of glory. It's a view of just knowledge and wisdom and understanding. It is just the best view ever. And it took layers for me to get there, layers and layers. And I mean, I didn't think I was gonna make it some of the times because it just seemed so unnatural. It's so supernatural. It was unnatural to my flesh. It was unnatural to what I've seen, what I heard, what I've been taught, what my family did, what I thought. And it was just like, I just always thought that if I can just make it over the hump, it's got to be better on the other side. If I could just make it, it's like a hurdle and you just want to make it over. So all I'm saying is that once you get over there on the other side, it's so like, oh wow, look at all of this beauty, look at this view. And then guess what else? It's gonna take you to another level from there. And he's so graceful and long-suffering and faithful that he'll walk you right on through to it. He won't give you too much you can't handle. He's not gonna give you stuff that'll break you down and lose your hope. And he's not gonna do that. He's gonna take you from glory to glory, and he's just gonna get all the glory for wherever he sends you. And just let him walk you through your journey because he's predestined. Nobody can tell you who you are or what you're supposed to do but God. He's the commander. He's the one that delegates, and Holy Ghost is the one that that sends that produces the command. He actually produces it, and we have our intercessor and our advocate, Jesus Christ, and the mediator and the redeemer that put it all together. He's the glue that keeps us all together. So by the power of his blood, so I just want to encourage you about that. Don't let fear come on. Don't let opinions of man, deter you. Don't allow anything. Just continue to seek him. And I'm telling you, I'm a witness. He will stop it if it needs to be stopped. He will push it if it needs to be pushed. He will lead you and guide you in the directions that you need to go. I have seen him. He'll supply for every need that you have. Everything he's asking you to do, he'll give you the means to do it. He'll connect you divinely. You'll be minding your own business, and all of a sudden you're running to somebody at the grocery store. All of a sudden you walk in and you run into somebody who's the next step, or the usher to usher you in to what God has for you to do. So just be blessed by that and trust God. This is a new season, a new time. We need more of him, less of us, more of him. So it's the best time ever with everything that's going on, these different things, the political arena, the entertainment industry, and the educational system, and so much more, the economic system. We need more Jesus. So I just want you to be blessed by that. That's part of my testimony. It works for me, and it is a challenge, but I'm that type of girl that just love challenges. I mean, if the thought of I can't do it even arises, I'm the first one to say, let me get this out of my system because I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna do it. I don't know what it looks like, but I'm gonna do this. Holy Ghost, let me teach and help me, teach me, train me. Let's go, because I don't know what to do next, but I want to get it because you presented it before me. I want this because you want me to have this, Father. So I need you to teach me how to be that, be it, go there, do that, whatever you're requiring. I need you to teach me how to do it. And I just submit to your way. So anyway, this has been Ministerial Moment. I love you so much. Go ahead and get in the weight of every loss. It'll bless your soul. It was written during a 40-day fast. No television, no social media, no certain foods, all of that. Just time with God, everything biblical, just him. And it was just an outpour of the Holy Spirit. So go ahead and get In the Weight of Every Loss on Kindle and Amazon.com. I love you so much. We'll be right back with Minister Brenda Bailey. We'll be right back with Minister Brenda Bailey right after these messages. I love you so much. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
We're just going to say whatever you want. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, I'm Eddie LaVert. I'm with the OJs. And whenever I need some medical attention, whenever I need any kind of attention, whenever I need something for my ears, for my heart, for my soul, I tune in to Dr. Gina's radio show.
I love it. I love it.
I like that. Let's just keep it like that.
We're going to, but can you just say Dr. Gina's Radio Chat?
Radio Shack, right?
Yeah, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Shack.
Chat, like chatting, like having a chat. We're talking chat, yeah.
All right, go for it.
I love it here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes.
Outstanding. I'm getting shivers.
Doug, I forgot about all of that. That is so funny. All right, listen. That was Eddie LaVert from the OJs, you guys. Hilarious. I love how free everybody is when they come on this show. It is so cool. Anyway, listen, I'm excited about this. I met this young lady. I love the fire in her belly. I said, you know what? She got to be on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so excited to have her. Minister Brenda Bailey, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hello.
How are you? I can barely hear you, sister.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. How are you?
I am amazing. How are you? Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Girl, I'm so glad to have you. Like I was telling the listeners, it was just so exciting to just hear the sound that God has given you. And I just, you know, to me, it was just what I love about it is because it's revelation that's biblical and that you studied and Holy Ghost led you, studied, he revealed it to you, But when you say it, it's coming off like you know that God has given you this. And it's biblical, though. And I love that because that's how God ministers to me, to minister to other people. It's not just scripture, 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 but it's also you got to read your Bible and you got to, like, let him put the pieces together. And I love that because that helps people to really, really get more of a deeper understanding of our Father and how he operates and what's been predestined from the beginning of time. So I love how Holy Ghost has trained you and has taught you. And it just sparked such an interest in me to want to hear more. And I wanted to share it with the listeners. So thank you for coming.
Awesome. Yes, God has definitely been speaking and revealing. This is a season of the prophets where he's calling them out of obscurity. And he's allowing them to speak forth the mandates from the kingdom to prepare his people. So this is just an awesome time in God to just hear, glean, and grow in him.
Amen. So what do you believe that God is saying now to the people? You know, what's the message that you're receiving to share overall?
Overall, what God has been giving me consistently is to prepare. We are in a time of great famine and drought, and he doesn't want his people to be unprepared. There are lakes and reservoirs that are drying up. Climate change, scorching heat has been happening, and people have been dying because of the different climate extremes that have been experienced in various states. The fail of a banking system, the fail of the political system, all of the signs are happening now, and God has been allowing the prophets to speak about it for years, and now in the most recent months, like more intensely currently. And, you know, it's just very vital that we get to a place where as we develop relationships, because there's going to be a prophetic hush that's going to come across the land where the prophets aren't speaking the prophetic words, but he will allow them to teach. But you're going to have to hold on to the last word that they gave you in order to be encouraged and to get through. And if you don't have a personal one-on-one relationship with him, if you can't hear God for yourself, then you will be deceived.
And that is a fact. You definitely need to have a one-on-one relationship with God so you can know where you need to be and what you need to do. I mean, because there's so many voices out there. And just like, you know, God is raising up many of the prophets of him, there's many false prophets that's being released. And a lot of people are saying that there's peace when there's not. And it's really at this time to know the voice of God that's even not just how he speaks to you, but even to connect with the voice that he's speaking through another vessel. It's very important for you to spend and have that intimate relationship with God so you can know that you know that you know, and you can try the spirit by the spirit and have confidence to know that it connects and resonates. That's another important thing. Wouldn't you say that it will be something that not only that will stir you, because, you know, of course he'll give you something that you may not have heard, but also that it will be an echo, like a confirmation of some sort, and that you'll read about it or hear it on the news or another vessel will come to you. It'll be repetitive, so you will know that is of him. So even with that being said and getting ready, what are some of the things that, because I've noticed that too, when I go hiking in the mountains, you know, it's been a lot of dry. No, you know, where it's supposed to be like streams of water, no streams of water, like really dry. The lakes and things are drying up and things like that. So what are just a couple of things that you're believing that God wants us to do? Is there a first thing, or is there, you know, is it in order? Like what is some of the things? I know you and I have talked, but what about the listeners that may not know? Maybe you can help them out with that.
Yes, ma'am. Sure. So we are definitely in a food shortage, right? It's supply and demand. So create or start a garden. In backyard, in your kitchen, in your home, container gardening, begin to start your own food supply, begin to stock up on food. dry goods, things of that nature, water, lots and lots of water. You want to make sure that you have enough for not only to drink, but if you have to bathe and so on and so forth to do that. We will be experiencing blackouts. They have already been happening, but more blackouts are coming. So make sure that you have things like candles or solar-powered items so that even if the electricity is out, you'll still be able to charge your phone, manual can opener so that you can open your food, so on and so forth. As well as if you don't have a grill and or if you do have a grill, coal, lighter fluid, all that stuff, because if there's no electricity and you can't cook in your home, then you can always go in the backyard and have a barbecue and you and the family can still eat. It is going to be very vital, too, in the days to come to store up on gas. I've been reading and others have been sending me confirmations of a word that got released that there's going to be another gas shortage. He allowed me to release the word maybe 45 days ago, and within 2 weeks of the release of that word, it was that big tampering of the grid, and a lot of states were without gas for several days, but it's going to happen again. And I'm not going to say it's going to be a tampering of the grid, but there will be a gas shortage. So make sure that you have stored up gas as well, and make sure you store it up properly. Like, do the research to store up everything correctly so that it doesn't go bad or put you in harm's way. Another thing that you would like to consider is to keep cash on hand because the banking system is failing. I don't know if the audience has heard, but Wells Fargo, and that's a major bank, has already stopped personal lines and business lines of credit, and that is major. So we're on the precipice of a huge collapse in the banking system. And it's going to roll over into the stock market as well into our economy as well. So we just want to make sure that we have cash on hand in case, you know, the ATMs are out or, you know, the machines are down and we still need to purchase items for our families and for our home. I'm going to always encourage people to have a regular Bible, like a tangible one. We're so used to online resources. But consider when the Wi-Fi goes down and you can't, you know, get online or have access to the resources that you're used to. You want to read the Word of God. So make sure you have a manual, tangible Bible at home. And it may seem like something little, but it's something major because this is a spiritual warfare. We're seeing the manifestations of the things that have been going on in the spiritual realm now here in the natural. So you're going to need the Word of God like never before. You need to eat it like you eat food.
Yes,
so
indeed.
That you can have it hidden in your heart. So those are some things that, you know, I would throw out there to consider. If people want to hit me up on IG at Shop Bailey's, I can email them a list that I've been sending out to people. That's a more detailed list of natural things that they can begin to build their collection with to be prepared for what's coming.
I love it. I love it. And that reminds me, I mean, when you mentioned about food, there is such a chicken wing shortage. I mean, I didn't even realize. And my question is, where is, you got the rest of the chicken, what's happening with the wings? Like, I don't understand it. I mean, it sounds silly, but even something like that, like there's no chicken wings nowhere, to whereas Wingstop is like making thighs now. You know, uh-huh. So it's really, have you heard that?
Oh yeah. There are a lot of places in Maryland where I'm at that are at a shortage for wings. I know I go to the store and I look for chicken wings and there are none. So I'm actually beginning to adopt a more pescatarian diet because the meats are not in ready supply like before.
It is insane. Lamb, chicken wings, all of that stuff is really, it's a shortage and it's really shocking because I'm in all my life, I've never seen that. So, yeah, that's something that, you know, to take note of, that this thing is really real. Like I said, I mean, I have visibly seen that. I have visibly seen the streams of water, droughts in that. When I'm walking and hiking, they don't have the waterfalls because of the climate and the heat and things like that. So this stuff is real. I mean, this is like, real. Like, this is not just stuff that's happening to come. These are things that have already started happening. We're moving in this direction now. And as far as like growing your fruits and stuff, they have community gardens, so you can look in your neighborhood. And they may have a community garden in your neighborhood. A lot of people are doing that from in California to Washington, D.C. I know parts of Maryland as well, and Virginia. They have community gardens that you can actually, I guess, give a donation, a fee or whatever, and just to keep it up and things like that. I don't really know how it's set up. But I know that several people in the neighborhood have sections in these gardens, and they tend to their own gardens and till it and all of that stuff to get their stuff. And I'm seeing people even doing it. Like I've seen when I walk to the gym, I've seen this one house has a grapevine, they have oranges, they have tomatoes, they have, you know, just all kind of things. And I was, when I was walking, I was like, Lord, you know, what kind of garden should I start? Because I really want to get something that I really like. Like, I'm gonna need some greens, I'm gonna need some cabbage, like I need some lettuce. I can't just, you know, I want something other than the grapes and the oranges and stuff like that. So I'm really starting to think about this thing and planning it and all of that and actually going forth with that. And it's really not hard for me to get off of meat or anything, because I really, if we didn't have to eat, I wouldn't. I only eat because we have to, honestly. I mean, that's, we have to feed our bodies, but I'm not like, I don't even care about that, honestly. But let's see. And what else is going on that you had said that I've noticed? Okay, I think I said the chicken wings, the drought and the weather. And yeah, I think that's it. But I wanted to say to you about your boutique. Can you tell people about this? Not only are you a minister, but you have a boutique. Can you tell people about that?
Yeah, so I'm a fashion designer. I have my own clothing line. It's broken into two different collections, the Creative Weirdo for all the creatives, as well as the God First Collection, which is to encourage one-on-one personal relationship. I've had a brick and mortar store, and we condensed it with the pivot with the whole coronavirus and so forth to just being solely online. And if you go to my IG page at Shop Bailey's, then the website and all that stuff is listed there.
I love it. So thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate all the information that you have given. I mean, so many people needed to hear that. And it just seems like, you know, when it's downloaded in a person, they can translate it so much more easier because it came directly from God and it's not a third party or whatever. And I can give it in sections and things like that. But just to have the source come that has done her research, that God has given this revelation to. I love it. Firsthand information. Can't beat it. Straight from God through this vessel, Minister Brenda Bailey. Please follow up with her so you can get more information. Go and see her fashions. Just stay connected. Why not? This is a good thing to do. You not got to know how to connect with people that is of the kingdom so you can advance even the more. It takes a teamwork. It's not an I. It is team unity. Oneness. And so we can make it, y'all. We trying to get there. We trying to go with Jesus. All right, Minister. Amen. Brenda Bailey, B-Dot is what they call her. Thank you so much for joining us again. I love it.
All right. Thank you so much. I love you. I love what you're doing, and be blessed.
You too. God bless you. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to have Sierra, career coach and counselor, Sierra G. Wiles. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Yeah, just say anything you want, have some fun, and at the very end, say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, okay.
Have some fun. We're starting right now.
Hey, this is Rufus Troutman, and you're listening to Dr. Gina Radio Show, yeah. Now, I don't remember what I'm supposed to say.
Oh, pretty close. So Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yeah, you're now listening to Doc. Oh, we go right here. You're now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye bye. You're now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Dr. Gina Radio Show. Yeah.
He just had to keep saying show. I guess it just sounded better in his thing. I don't know what. Oh my God, that was just so funny. Doug, you kept trying to coast them. We just kind of left it at that. Listen, that was fun. That's Roger Trotman's nephew from Zap way back. Do I diddy, do my thing, baby, and do my thing, why diddy. From And More Bounce to the Ounce. If you ever heard anybody sample those songs, that's from Roger Trotman in the 80s. That's his nephew. Or his, yeah, I know it's not his son, but anyway, he came in and he wanted us to know about his gospel song. So that was a great experience to hear the legacy carry on. But anyway, now at the, oh, I got to say this, though. I have to say this because where you can find these products at. So like we're talking about the products. La Host Hair and Wig, I wanted to say this because I want you guys to go and check them out. They're in over 300 Walmarts in America, nationwide. So you can go and give them a call at 248-546-4247 or visit them at lahosthair.com. Again, lahosthair.com, and that is La Host Hair and Wig, 248-546-4247, and that's lahosthairandwig.com. And I really wanted to go back and say that because I'm just really, I went to school with her since elementary, and to see what God has done for her and her husband with this product. It's for wigs, and they do a lot of work with, you know, people that have lost their hair and things like that. So yeah, one-on-one, they mail their products everywhere. They got the products for the wigs and et cetera. So anyway, I just wanted to shout out to that because I'm so excited for what God, I love to see. And they're believers, and they bring Jesus with them. They don't care what platform they on. They say Jesus, and that's so bold, because if you are bold enough to, you know, say his name publicly, he will reward you publicly. And they have been just blessed step by step by step. It is, and their testimony is amazing. I think I'm going to do a replay of their testimony because it's just, I mean, it's just, people need to know that, you know, you see the stuff, the shiny parts, but you don't know the purging and the cutting that was done on the, you know, behind the scenes. So I love this couple. I love what God has done in my sister's life. Like I said, we have been friends. I've known her since we were in elementary school. So I'm excited about even more greater things, you know, for them. So anyway, which brings us to careers. I have a new segment on my show. I'm so excited. She's joining us now. This is career coach Sierra G. Wiles. I'm so excited. Her energy is the bomb. It matches mine. She's going to be dope, a partner and a team player with Dr. Gina's radio chat. And we, I almost said show myself, Lord. Anyway, I'm just so excited to have her because I've been watching her and her energy is everything. She's transparent on her social media, fun to watch. I just literally got a text not too long ago and I got to read it because this is a big introduction. I had to do it. I just got a text saying, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that lady is on your show today. I was just watching some, oh Lord. I'm just so glad that the lady's on your show. So I'm just really glad that she's on. And so anyway, welcome, career coach Sierra G. Wiles.
Thank you so much, Dr. G. I'm excited to be here today, man. Like, listen, I'm ready for people to get leveled up. I'm ready for people to excel, propel in their career. So let's get it.
Yes. So go ahead with you got 5 minutes on Level Up. That's the new segment name.
Yes.
Level Up in Five. Go ahead.
Yes. Level Up in Five. So this week, what we're talking about is networking. And of course, networking, we hear it all the time. We hear people posting about it, LinkedIn, all of that good stuff. So one thing I want you guys to understand is that networking is literally just the process of interacting with others to exchange some type of information and develop professional or social contacts, all right? And so I want to leave you guys with just a few tips that can be able to help you excel in this area. So one thing about networking is you have to be intentional, and you have to have some type of purpose as to why you're networking. Why do you want to secure this contact? How is this contact going to benefit you in some type of way, all right? And you also want to define this type of contact or this social contact or professional contact. Is it formal or informal? Okay, so you have to be able to define whether or not this is something that is going to lead to some type of business endeavor, some type of professional development, or is it informal? Is it just going to be something that, you know, hey girl, I like your hair today, you know? So you have to be able to define what type of social contact you are getting into. All right. The next tip is remain two-sided. How can you help them and how can they help you? One thing that we do, and I have to make sure I say this, we have to be intentional about knowing how we can help on both ends. We have to remain two-sided. Going into a business relationship or going into a relationship, just being one-sided is toxic. We can't do it. Block all that energy, Dr. G. I'm just saying, block all the energy from it. So we have to be two-sided. How can you help them and how can they help you? Remember the last tip, you are a walking, talking business. You should be approaching situations. You should be approaching people in that sense with that in your mind and in your heart, that you are a walking, talking business. You are your brand. You are everything that represents what you are trying to be in your future. So you have to already start walking it, talking it, being it. And I always say, if you dress well, you speak well, you'll always do well. All right? So that's you leveling up in five. I hope you guys enjoyed these quick tips.
Girl, you know what? Thank you for coming and joining Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I already love that.
How do you feel? Just a short interview. I got a little bit of time, not much. How do you feel about being a part of the team? And I mean, are you excited about just being able to release, you know, I know you have your platform, but even, you know, on this platform, releasing all the information that you have that's going to help so many people worldwide, because these are techniques that can help people worldwide.
Right.
So this is so great. How do you feel?
Oh, man, I feel awesome. I'm just completely humbled and overjoyed at what God is doing in my life, honestly. And one of the things, as I'm walking in this calling and doing the things that God has called me to do, it is to add value to people. And, you know, I've had so many people just reach out and be like, yo, like, I pay thousands of dollars for coaches and stuff like that to give me information that you're just giving away for free on your stories and in your posts. And I'm like, listen, wow. God has called me to do something amazing in the earth, and I just want to add value, whether that comes.
What happened to you, Sierra? I don't know what happened to her, but she'll be back. She dropped. Okay, well, she will be back with her next month, but it's called Level Up N5. That is career coach Sierra G. Wow. She'll be back with us next month. All right, you guys, we're moving on to the next segment. I have, without further ado, Sunshine Anderson.
Yes. With me, Sunshine Anderson is joining with us. You know, heard it all before.
Hey, you know you have.
Tell us what made you come up with that concept.
You know, honestly, the beat just felt right. There was a few of us in the room, about five. And the beat just felt right. You know, I remember specifically though, sitting in the room and I said, you must have fell and bumped your head. And Mike City looked at me and he was like, is that what we're going to say? And I said, yeah, it fits. Yeah.
It is such an anthem for us.
Thank
for
you.
Real.
Thank
it gives
you.
Us empowerment
it
and
does.
Strength. This is such a perfect song to end the
Thank
whole
you.
Conference
Thank
with because I know
you.
People was like, yes.
And you know,
I'm going on and putting
that.
Somebody out today.
Thank you. Right. Now that you say that, you know, I had to learn that. I didn't always.
Tell us about that.
I just didn't always know. You know, in the beginning of your career, you dream it. You know, you dream it. And sometimes it doesn't always happen the way that you dream it. You know, and so when it was over, my album came out 2001, the same
mm-hmm.
year Aaliyah passed, the same year 9/11, and after 9/11, it was literally over, and I was back at home in Charlotte.
Wow.
So, you know, it may not have happened the way I dreamt it, but I just didn't know that years later, they were still playing
still
it,
playing.
You know, and people were calling me and saying, it's on, it's on, it's on. And, you know, I had to learn that, wow, you know, they really adapted to it. They really, it really fed them.
It impacts these women.
You know?
And let me ask you this. So, like you said, you came out with this song in 2001. What made you even want to? Because I got a lot of listeners that are artists. They are starting out. They're mm-hmm. afraid. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
What made you know that this was something that you were going to invest your life in, your time? It wasn't hard to convince your family. Did they know it already or what?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Gina.
Girl, you know I'm a doctor for some.
you know, I just knew. I grew up in the Showtime at the Apollo. I grew up in the Solid Gold era.
Whoa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be Marilyn McCoo.
Okay.
You know, I was going to be Dionne Warwick. So I knew from an early age that I wanted to sing. Come on now. But my family.
Uh-huh.
You know, my daddy, you know, you going to college. And that's all I heard in the womb.
Yes,
I
yes.
heard you going to college.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So, I met Horace Brown my senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Horace Brown is from Charlotte, North
mm-hmm.
Carolina. He was, you know, had me at his house recording, and my dad was like, she's going to college. Long story short, I snuck off.
Mm.
Wow. Your parents want you to travel the right road.
Right.
And the right road is the road that they know.
That's
right.
The thing.
So if they don't know the road, then as far as they're concerned, it's the wrong road.
Right.
But I knew I wanted to sing, moved to D.C. after college.
That's right.
Graduated, was working for the government.
Mm-hmm.
I was a government contractor.
Okay.
But I knew when I got that call that day to come to California that we had a record deal that my parents would say something that would make me stay. The only child, great influence over me. I really feel like I can't do much if I don't have their blessing.
Right.
And so I knew that they were gonna say something that would make me stay. And so I didn't tell.
Wow.
I quit my job. I went in there on Monday and told the government Friday was my last day. I didn't even give them two weeks notice. And I called my mama on that Friday at 5:30 because I got off work at 5 and she got off at 5:30.
Mm.
And I left her a message telling her, expect me in Charlotte tomorrow. I'm coming to bring my car. I moved out of my apartment. I got a record deal and I'm going to California.
Woo.
Wow.
And when I got home, that whole drive, I was like, what is the phone call going to be like when I get back?
Yes, because you already know. Mm-hmm. You don't even know.
But I had been throwing little hints that
yeah.
week just to see.
Where they were.
So by the time by the time she got the message, she said, I knew, you know, well, you know, and my daddy didn't talk to me for 3 months.
Mm.
I would come home and, you know, you quit that good government job to go to California on a whim and you don't know. And then I did Soul Food, was my television debut.
Wow, yes.
And my daddy specifically said, wait a minute,
they gonna pay you to sing? They just didn't, you know, and my parents ain't no dumb.
They had to.
They just didn't, that wasn't their world.
They couldn't get it. They couldn't get that. Yeah,
and we have to understand that.
Yeah.
We have to be patient with their process.
We have to be patient.
And a lot of times we don't understand that they're not, they don't carry the vision. They don't carry the passion. And we have to prepare them to be prepared.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And we got to be patient with them.
I tell these children when I speak to them, and you know, and I tell the parents, go where your life takes you. It might take you out of Columbia, South Carolina.
Right.
It might take you to New York. It might take you to Arizona. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't mean follow every little whim. You know what's concrete. Find concrete. But go where your life takes you. Parents, stop holding on to these kids. They can't live your dream.
Yeah, right.
They have to live their own dream.
Yeah,
be content with their own lives. And if I didn't go to California, I just kept saying, Sunshine, what if? And if I didn't find out, you know, that would have just driven me crazy.
Yeah.
No, not to know. And I said to myself, you know what? D.C. ain't going nowhere.
That's
the
right.
Government ain't finna pick up the move to Minnesota.
They ain't
the president
going nowhere.
Gonna be right here.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to college. I did everything they told me to do. If it don't work out, I'll come back.
But look at what it did. And
it
look
did.
At how God really paved
it
the way
did.
And opened doors.
And let me say this since I'm here with y'all, and this is Women's Empowerment. Again, it didn't happen like I dreamed it.
Right.
Okay. It didn't happen like I dreamed it. But it happened. But it ended in such a way that left me questioning why I wanted it at all. You know, when it ended.
Mm-hmm.
And for 6 years, I was drinking and drugging and thugging, is what I like to say. You know, just in a daze, distraught, having to come back home after Germany and London and, you know, everywhere, the United States, and it was devastating.
How do you adjust to that mentally and emotionally?
I didn't. It took me 6 years, and like I said, I was doing a lot of things that were unfit, I was hanging around a lot of people that were unfit for who I was.
Right.
And
they didn't
honestly,
even know
they didn't
who
even
you were.
Nope. And I just woke up one day. I knew I was living a lifestyle that was not who I was and where I was raised. But I was just so hurt, you know what I mean? And these things that I was filling my life up with were making me feel better at the moment. But I literally woke up one day like, you can't keep doing this. Like, you can't keep the days going by. You're missing. And I didn't even realize 6 years had passed. By the time I came up for air, music has changed.
Yes.
It wasn't what it was. I wasn't, you know what I mean, who I thought I was, you know what I mean, anymore. And then that was devastating.
How did I get back up?
Gosh, about 4 years ago, you know, because when you at your lowest and you got kids and you got a child to take care of,
that's right.
You do what you need to do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I was selling tea. Y'all, let's just say total life changes lose at that moment.
Right.
And so it was network marketing, and network marketing teaches you,
right.
Okay, to go within. You know what I mean? To find self, to encourage yourself, what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And I just changed my language. They say if you change your thought, change your thinking, you can change your life. I changed my thought pattern. I remembered who I was.
Right.
And I just changed my thought pattern. And I started telling myself, yes, you can. Yes, you will. I went in search of knowledge. I went in search of God.
That's right.
I was one that thought that God would just show himself to you.
Right. But you had
I
to
didn't
go
understand
to him.
You had to
that
knock. You had to seek him.
You had to not see.
I had to seek him.
And you were fine.
That's right. Once I did that, I said, you know what? Give me what you want me to have because I ain't doing it right. Give me what
come
you
on,
want.
You should have been in that
these
seminar.
Last 40 years, they was good, but you know what I mean? I'm confused. I don't have a handle on this. And it was only when I submitted and honestly, you know, I know it ain't no ghost and it's not I have to, what was I going to say? I just changed my thinking.
Yeah. Went to him and you sought after him and done seen him.
I knew that it wasn't, like I said, a ghost, but
his presence, the anointing, the Holy Spirit.
It was there.
His presence. Yeah.
It was there.
All along.
And I just relaxed and what I'm trying to say is in letting God lead you, that's not a ghostly thing, like, you know, you still in control here,
right.
You got to make the right choices and figure out, you know what I mean? And so I just decided, though, I asked the question in everything I do, Is this what I want for me? Or is this what you want
Come
for
on
me?
Now.
Are you sure in relationships, in friendships, in anything, do I want this? Is this me calling? Or is this you placing this in my life?
Come
is this
on,
you bringing these people across my path?
Come on.
And so once I identify that, because I know, you know, it's a feeling. It's a feeling. You know when God is moving and when it's just you. Mm-hmm. I want him. I want him bad. And right. I'm going to go. And I know it ain't right. And God done closed the door 16 times. And you keep opening. So I just make sure that I am cognizant, that I'm in control, and that I'm knowing who's leading.
Right.
Who
want to know, like, what can we expect from you now? I mean, what are we trying to do now? What is God leading you? What do you feel?
You know, I'm in that transition phase.
Okay.
Yet again, I get this question a lot. You know, I don't know. I never got to make the album that I wanted to make, but I'm going to be 45 next year. I have a 10-year-old at home.
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting older, you know what I mean? The older they get, the more they need you.
Right.
And so, you know, grandma,
you got that
yeah,
right.
Grandma and granddaddy is 69, 70, 71
right.
years
they
old.
Do
they done theirs
yeah.
already,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? So it's just like, are you going to run off and chase this dream
right.
again with music being the way it is? Or what else does Sunshine have to offer? And there's
come
so
on,
much
Sunshine.
More.
It's so
there's
much
so,
more to
there's
do.
So much more. I have a few things that I'm working on. You know, my people are pushing me for a single.
Amen. I love that interview with Sunshine Anderson. So raw, so transparent. And that's just how we do. And that's how we get down right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Let me tell you, we got so much coming up this year. I'm excited about what God is doing. So listen, I want you to get excited too. What a fantastic show today. So glad you can join us today. And you know what I always say? I love you so much. There's nothing really on my mind today. I really shared my heart earlier today in ministerial moment. I was glad that Minister B.Dot Bailey was able to join us and Brenda Bailey was able to join us to elaborate even more on that. And then, you know, of course, Coach Sierra was with us, and I want you to go follow her on all social media. Please go follow her on C-I-E-R-R-A, Sierra G. Wiles. That's at C-I-E-R-R-A G-W-I-L-E-S at Sierra G. Wiles on Instagram. Go and follow her and get everything that you need in between her segments. So glad she joined us. And of course, Sunshine Anderson. What a great interview. Powerful, powerful, powerful. I love you so much. Listen, if you don't know nothing else, you got to go with Jesus. I'm telling you, he is the way, the truth, and the light. Everything you need is in God. If you seek him first, all things will be added on to you. That's a promise. I love you so much. Continue to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.